Come on into the room, into your space. Lie down on your mat with your legs up a wall, or let your legs rest in a chair. And when you're in your position, just bring your hands to your belly. And let's begin by noticing the breath. Let's spend a few moments with the breath, arriving into this position, this space, this breath, right here, right now. Let the breath bring you into the present moment. Notice what is so for you this morning. Long breath, short breath, easy breath, jagged breath. Just settle into a nice, easy rhythm. And in your own way, when you have that nice, easy rhythm, slow the breath down. And for the next few breaths, pause at the end of the exhaling breath. Just a short pause, 1, 2, 3. Inhale, exhale, and pause. A few rounds like that. And now that you've taken some time to arrive and to settle, invite an intention to arise. An intention for your yoga time, or an intention for your day. And when you're ready to move a little, make circles with your hands around your wrists. And then bring these circles into your elbows. Let your elbows move into your shoulders until your arms are exploring the space all around you, front of you, to the sides of you. Notice how accommodating space is. Like that. And then bring your arms, your expression to a close with prayer position in front of your heart. Interlace your fingers. Rotate your palms up to the sky, straighten your arms, and take your arms overhead. Just go where you can go naturally and easily. If you need to let go of the interlace, then do that. Come on back, arms up to the sky. Exhale, backs of your hands to your forehead. And release. And bring your hands together once again in prayer and interlace the not so natural way. Take your elbows out, rotate your palms, press up. Beautiful, like that. And take your arms overhead. And feel free to let go of the interlace if that is better for your shoulders. Come on back up. Exhale backs of your hands to your forehead and release. And now take your arms out to the sides like the letter T. And again, listen to your body, the sensations in your body. If this is causing any distress in your shoulders, bring your arms down a little. And I know all of you might not have the space for this, but just do what you can. If you can, open your legs into a nice wide V. Just go where you can go. If there's furniture in the way, then be with that. Just let your legs open as far as they can go in the room that you're in. And flex your feet, point your toes back towards your face. Let your head be in neutral. Tuck your chin a little so the back of your head is on the ground. Beautiful, just like that. And now bring your hands to your knees and bring your legs back together. Bring your hands to your thighs. Bring your legs back together. Go into butterfly pose. So bring the soles of your feet together, knees out to the sides. It's also called bound angle or baddha konasana. Soles of your feet come together. Little toe sides of your feet are against the wall. You can bring your hands to your inner knees and just give a gentle press. And bring your knees together. Take your legs back up. Couple of breaths. Let's transition now. So bring your knees down into your chest and roll over to one side, curl up. And now come on up onto your hands and knees. Remember, listen to your body. Knees are about hip width, feet are about hip width. And if this is disturbing your wrists in any way, you can bring your hands to a chair or you can go into fists with your hands. And when you arrive into table, that's it. Let's do a few rounds of cat and cow. So exhale, round your back up, tuck your chin. Inhale, arching your back, look up, broad across your shoulders. Exhale into the cat. And if your breath is different than what I'm guiding, go with what your breath is. Just find a way to let the breath support the movement. And remember, you can put a little wiggle in here to just touch each vertebra. Touch each vertebra with some movement. Touch each vertebra with breath. Touch each vertebra with awareness. In yoga, when we bring awareness to any part of our body, prana follows, life force follows. Just like that, waking up your spine that supports you daily in all that you do. And in your own time, come on back into child's pose. Separate your knees, toes come together. Bring your heels back. Excuse me, I often say it that way. Bring your hips back to your heels. And just let your forehead touch the earth, or you can make a pillow with your forearms. Come on back up into table. And now come around to a seated position. You can sit on your yoga mat, you can sit on a cushion, you can sit on a bolster. And come on into easy sitting position, just crossing one leg in front of the other. And if this is disturbing to your knee or to your ankle, you can always lengthen one leg. So find a way to be in an easy sitting position that supports your body. Just crossing one leg in front of the other, ideally. Sitting up straight. We're going to do a twist. So take one hand you choose, bring it over to the opposite knee, other hand behind you, and now twist in the direction that you're going. Using your breath to inhale your spine straight, and with each exhaling breath, starting at your belly, little movement in your belly into the twist, bring it into your middle body, upper body. And notice where your head is. If there's any stress in your neck, bring your head back. Feel the twist in your body. Not so much in your neck. Come on back. And take a moment. And now take the other hand to the opposite knee. Twist in that direction. Other hand behind you. Work your belly into the twist. Bring your middle body, upper body. And once you arrive in the twist, ideally your chin is parallel to the ground. And in the twist, take both of your shoulders back. Exhale, come on back. And stay in this simple cross-legged position. Let your chin drop down to your chest and just let your whole body fold forward. Let gravity take you as far as you go. Obviously, you'll meet some communication from your body that tells you when you've gone far enough. Pressing yourself back up, come on back up to center. Take a moment. Transitions are just as important as the postures that we hold. So now in your own way, change the interlace of your legs. And let's do the twist with the legs like this. So take one hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind. Work the belly, work the belly, work the belly. Take your shoulders back. Know where your head is. And spend a few moments in this pose on this side. Twists are very important to the body health. twist, invite flexibility into your spine. Also twist, strengthen your body to support the neck and support the head. Exhale, come on back. And let's go to the second side. Take your other hand across to the opposite knee. Other hand behind. Turn your body in this direction. And go as deep as you can into the twist on this side. I'll just tell you a little story. Many years ago, I had a lot of neck pain, chronic neck pain. And I was doing some inversions, and that caused even more neck pain. So I talked to my teacher, a very experienced teacher, and my teacher told me to do twists for 2 years, go deep into the twist for 2 years before I ever do another inversion. And doing that strengthened my neck and took the chronic neck pain away. I tell you that as a story to illustrate that twists are very important for all different parts of our body. So now come on back. And let your chin drop down, curl forward. And notice where the sensations are in your body and what is it that stops you at the place where you stop. Come on back up. And just take a moment. Arrive now, sitting upright. And now open your legs into a V. You don't have to go as wide as you can, but open into a V. And come forward onto your sitting bones. It just happens often when you come into this position. And take a moment to be in this position. Make your legs active. What I mean by that is extend out through your heels, point your toes up to the sky. And you can bring your hands to your thighs. In this position, you want your thighs to rotate inward. And you often get that by keeping your legs active and pointing your toes up to the sky, like that. Okay, let's do a twist in this position. So now I'm going to go back to right and left. Take your right hand and place it on your right leg. Left hand on your hip. Walk your right hand down your leg. With your right hand, reach for your right toes or your ankle or your shin or your knee and turn your body up. Turn your body up to the left. Heart inclines upward. Just like that. Be where you are with this. Notice where your head is. This is an active twist. All right, exhale, come on back up. And again, listen to your body. If you need to come out of the poses early, please do. Or if you need to do another pose, if this pose isn't working for you, please feel free to do that. So back up to center, left hand to your left thigh, right hand to your hip. Walk this left hand down your left leg all the way to your toes or your shin or your knee. So you're, as best you can, resting your left side body on your left thigh. Turn your body up. Come on back up. And in this wide-legged position, drop your chin down. Just let your body curl. I'm staying with the same poses for a few days, getting you used to them, and then we'll go into some different places from these poses. All right, slowly press yourself up. And now bring your hands under your knees, little massage to those muscles. And then bring your knees up, bring the soles of your feet together, go into butterfly pose. So soles of your feet come together, knees go out to the sides, like that. And drop drop your chin down, fold forward. All right, come on back up. Bring your hands to your knees, bring your knees up. And just roll down onto your back. And just take a moment when you arrive into this position. And now interlace your fingers and bring your hands underneath your head. Now, if this doesn't feel good, of course, release it and take your arms out to the sides. But if you can, interlace, let your head rest in your clasped hands. And it doesn't matter if you have straight legs or bent knees, you decide. And your arms can be out to the sides. Turn your head to the right. And just let yourself be in this position for a few breaths. Come on back and turn your head in the other direction. And come on back. And if your hands are clasped, just without looking at your hands, just feel into changing the interlace. And rotate your head to the right. Come back to center and rotate your head in the other direction. Come on back to center and take your arms out to the sides like a T, or they can be down a little lower. Bend your knees with your feet on the ground. And bring your feet together with your knees together. Beautiful, like that. And now bring your awareness to your right leg, right foot. Lift your right leg and keep the knees connected. So knees are touching. Extend your right leg. Point your toes towards your face. Flex your foot. And we'll hold this pose for a few breaths. So relax your shoulders, relax the muscles in your face. The wise action is in the leg. Relax the rest of your body. Moving towards a straight leg. And then lift your leg a little higher. Just like that. Doesn't have to be 90 degrees. Just lift your leg a little higher. The knees can come unattached. And keeping that leg straight, slowly lower that leg to the ground. And now bend your right leg, bring it back to meet your left. Feet together, knees touching, take a moment. Awareness in your left foot, left leg, lift your left leg, keep your knees together. Beautiful. Toward a straight leg, active leg, wise action. And then lift your leg a little higher. And as best you can, keep it straight. Just like that. Slowly lower that leg to the ground. And then bend your knees again, the feet on the ground. A breath. And now separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat. I'm going to do a twist. And just let your knees drop down in one direction. Like that. If you like, you can take your underneath foot and put it on top of your opposite knee. And when you're ready to inhale, come on back up. And separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat. And just let your knees drop down to the other side, both of them. And you can take the underneath foot and rest it on the top knee if you like. Come on back up. And take a moment. And now bring your right knee into your chest. Take hold of your shin. Little press. And if your belt is nearby, put your belt around your right foot. And take your right leg straight up to the sky. And it doesn't have to be 90 degrees. Look and see if your knee is bent. If your knee is bent, lower your leg a little and work toward a straight leg. If you like, lengthen your left leg on your mat. And we'll be here for a few breaths. So if your mind is racing ahead to what's next, just come back to where we are. Leg is extending up. We're holding on to the belt, working toward a straight leg. Relax your jaw. And wherever else you're holding tension, wise action in the extending leg. And take both ends of the belt into your right hand, left arm out to the side. Take your leg out to the right. Left hip is the anchor, so as best you can, stay anchored there. Inhale, come on back up. And take the belt into your left hand, right arm out to the side. This is a line down twist. Take your leg all the way over to the left, coming up onto your left hip. Keep both of your shoulders on the ground, head is in neutral. And just go where you can go naturally and easily, listening to the sensations that arise in this line down twist. Inhale, come on back up. And bend your knee, remove your belt, and lengthen that leg. Take a moment in relaxation. And now bring your knees up once again with your feet on the ground. This is our starting position. Bring your left knee into your chest, a little press. And put the belt around your left foot. Take your left leg up. If you like, lengthen your right leg. And wise action in both legs. Take the belt into your left hand, right arm out to the side, take your leg out to the left. Just like that. Wait for the inhale, come on back up. And now the twist, take the belt into your right hand, left arm out, come all the way over onto your hip. Inhale, come on back up. And bend your knee, remove your belt, lengthen your leg, and take a moment to just be with your body in relaxation. And bend your knees with your feet on the ground. Bring your right outer ankle to your left knee. And just take a moment, press your right knee away from you, inviting a little space in your hip joint. And now bring your left knee in towards your body. Take hold of your thigh, interlace behind your thigh, or just hold on to your thigh. And if you can, you can reach for your shin. See what's happening in this hip. Exhale, release. With your feet back on your mat, knees up. Bring your left outer ankle to your right knee. And just let's pause here a moment. Take that left knee back, inviting a little opening in the left hip joint. Bring your right knee in towards your chest. Reach for your thigh, behind your thigh, or reach for your shin. Exhale and release. Come back to the breath, to your body on the ground. And let's close our practice today like we did yesterday with the therapeutic bridge pose. So with your feet about hip width and your knees about hip width, just hip width, walk your feet towards your body. Bring your arms in close to your body. Bend at the elbows so your palms face each other. And just a little press with those upper arm bones. Not the elbow, not the shoulder. Just make contact with those upper arm bones, part of the foundation for this pose. Feet are pressing. Move your knees forward. Let your hips come right up. So knees move forward, beautiful, just like that. It's a nice incline in your body. Draw your sacrum up towards your pubic bone, heart center towards your chin, feet are pressing. Ideally, knees and ankles are in a straight line. Upper arm bones making contact. Beautiful. Few breaths. Steady. Knees are moving forward. That's the wise action in this pose. Shin bones are moving forward. Wait for the exhaling breath. Come on back down. When you're ready, lengthen one leg, lengthen the other. Let your arms go where they want to go, on your belly, short distance from your body. Rest, relax, receive. A deep breath. When you're ready to move, bring your knees up, roll over to one side. And just come on up to a seated position. Namaste.